U.S. officials have reportedly held secret meetings with Venezuelan military officers to discuss plans to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. According to CNN, American officials met with renegade Venezuelan military officers several times over the last year. CNN says that Washington, however, later decided against supporting the coup. White House has declined to comment on the meetings, but it said that Washington continues to support, quote, a peaceful, orderly return to democracy in Venezuela. Meanwhile, Caracas has denounced any efforts to interfere in the Latin American country's internal affairs. Venezuela has been the scene of pro- and anti-government protests in the past several months. Caracas has time and again described the anti-government protests as a coup d'etat attempt orchestrated by Washington. Now let's bring in from Seattle Richard Silverstein, who is a journalist and political commentator. Richard, good to have you with us. The U.S. First said that we had secret talks, you know, you heard the story. And they are saying now that they want a peaceful, orderly return to democracy in Venezuela. What do you think is the U.S. agenda for Venezuela?
Unfortunately, our country has a long history of intervention in the affairs of foreign nations in our hemisphere. You can go back to Cuba in 1898. We fought a war with Spain. We fought a war over the Philippines as well. We've overthrown the rulers of many nations in this hemisphere. And we've also done that in Iran, as you know, and other countries. So this is a long tradition, unfortunately, that the U.S. has of engaging in violent interventions against foreign governments.
Okay, what's the U.S. plan for Venezuela specifically?
Well, as you know, we don't like Marxist governments, we don't like leftist governments, and we're willing to do whatever is necessary in many of these cases with leaders like Maduro to overthrow them and bring in a more pliant and U.S.-friendly government and leader who will allow us to have their resources and engage in various types of trade on our terms. So I would assume that at some point, if the U.S. could intervene and could overthrow and was certain that it would succeed, that we would have done this. In this case, the U.S. decided not to support the military, probably because we didn't believe that the leaders were able to succeed in doing it. But I'm sure that if there were leaders like the equivalent of Hugo Chavez around now, who could overthrow the government and put in a U.S.-friendly government, that we would do this.
All right, thanks for that. That was Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator from Seattle.